Hello, and welcome to BearIndependent.com. I'm Bear. It's getting a little nuky out there, and just taking some extra precautions today.
Breathing is hard. All right. Oh, hey, a murder dog. Hi, I'm Bear with BearIndependent.com. You might have heard the world is ending. Hi, Sam. Dogs don't care. Today, we're going to do the brief. We're going to talk about mental health, fentanyl, Nord Stream 1 and 2, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., tactical nuclear weapons, and Hurricane Ian. So, stick around if you want the no BS, unadulterated, actual prepper news. If you're new here, consider subscribing. Ring the little bell icon. If you're not new here, you know what to do. Share the show with people that you love. That way we can grow the Bear Nation. Okay?
Okay, Bear.
All right, good talk, guys.
Thanks, Bear.
Oh, you're welcome. I love you guys.
I love you too, Bear.
All right. Brief, 28 September 22. According to USA Today, the rate of adults receiving treatment for mental health issues has been increasing since 2019. As we reported in 2020, mental health issues like anxiety and depression skyrocketed amidst unprecedented psychological strain. But it appears that many mental health issues are continuing to worsen rather than abate with time. The national rate of adults reporting serious thoughts of suicide has been increasing every single year since 2011, and it most recently jumped by 664,000 people compared to the previous year. Current data suggests that nationwide, about 50 million Americans are experiencing mental illness, around 19.86% of the population. About 4.9% are enduring severe mental illness. More than half of mentally ill adults are going untreated, and almost a quarter report being unable to receive necessary treatment due to no insurance or lack of coverage, insufficient funds, lack of available psychiatrists or treatment, and more. Research from the CDC, which everybody trusts implicitly, shows that a whopping 40.3% of the Hispanic population experienced symptoms of depression, almost double the rate of Caucasians. In other words, hey, people are going through some stuff. Be good to one another. Love on each other. Be the light. And also be careful what you consume. We are familiar as Americans, too familiar as Americans, with consuming, meaning what we put in our mouths. I would also be very, very careful what you put in your eyes and what you put in your ears. The world certainly has the capacity to be a good place, a beautiful place. If the scales have been removed from your eyes, you can look around, at least where I live in nature, and see the hand of the Father everywhere. Or you can inundate yourselves with the bullshit and be swamped by it and then wonder why everything that you experience is bullshit. So have a little bit of compassion for people. Everybody's going through something. How many people lost their jobs due to COVID or lost a loved one? How many kids were wrecked because we put them in masks and put them behind plexiglass barriers and ruined the most important years of their life learning to socialize, except they weren't socializing. They weren't allowed to socialize. This is something I imagine we are going to have to deal with for decades as fallout from this COVID-19 disaster. Man-made disaster, says me. And so just be aware. Additionally, how many of our medications come from China? Like most of them? We are in a trade war with China right now, which is interesting because they import the most stuff from us, and we buy the most stuff from them. What happens when people can't afford their medications or simply can't get them? They're not available. 51% of Americans are on some kind of what's considered a mind-altering drug. Whether that's specifically something that's supposed to play with your brain or it's a byproduct of something that plays with your brain. What happens when that goes away? I mean, people talk about the zombie apocalypse in SHTF. Maybe on that, you could get me down that rabbit hole pretty quick. So something to pay attention to as well. Be wise as a serpent, then gentle as a dove. Right? That's biblical. Wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove. You never know what people are going through, and so you want to have kindness and compassion for these people. You also don't want to put yourself in a situation where you might become subjected to the will of these people. And I guess last thought on that, remember, you know, you were completely quiet till I started to brief, and now there you are just making noise. Okay. Lastly, remember that this government and all governments are constituted of people. They are no more special than you and I are, which is why they should have no more authority than you or I do. They work for us, not the other way around. Bear that in mind the next time some piece of legislation comes through. How many people who wrote that bill are on mind-altering drugs? My guess is the prevalence is higher in the Senate and in Congress, the House and the Senate, rather, than the average population. You think I can get him from here?
Well, it's two of them.
Is there?
Yep. They're chasing each other.
Oh. I mean, that's only like 20 feet.
Yeah. But think about the arc.
The arc of a bullet?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Meanwhile, the opioid crisis continues. Record levels were reached during the pandemic as deaths topped 100,000. The next year, the rate increased by nearly 15% and has still failed to fall below 100,000 in the calendar year. Forbes has estimated the crisis cost a massive $1.3 trillion annually. Last Friday, the Biden administration announced that $1.5 billion in grants will be given to states, territories, and tribal lands to battle the crisis. Additionally, President Biden has called for more than $42.5 billion in the 2023 fiscal year budget to be allocated for national drug control agencies. Kid-friendly rainbow fentanyl and other fentanyl-laced pills are still badly infiltrating the country. After several recent student overdoses, including the death of one 15-year-old girl in Hollywood, schools in Los Angeles will now start carrying an opioid antidote. Narcan in most places is free, by the way. There are even organizations, let your fingers do some walking on the internet, that will mail it to your house for $0. If you can't find one of those, go to the police station, ask for some Narcan. It is free in most places. It's sad that in today's day and age, it's something that we have to consider. Do we have Narcan on hand? But unfortunately, we're getting there. This is yet again another indicator. All of this, how do I know? Because in a span of 2 years, I blew $1.4 million on cocaine and bourbon earlier in my life. I can speak to this a little bit. It's all escapism. As the world continues to burn, whether we want it to or not, more and more people will turn to escapism. And if they can't get their prescription drugs, they'll go to the streets. It's sad. I've seen it destroy and almost destroy the lives of many of people I called friends at one point in my life. It almost destroyed my life. It's super real. I don't know. It wasn't $42.5 billion allocated towards, a drug war that kept me alive. It was the creator of the universe. And so as much as we can point people back to him, get back to the source of life, rather than engaging in escapism, dealing with our problems rather than covering them up with drugs, whether that came in a prescription bottle or in a little baggie, You know, you really want to make America great again, start with you and then focus on your neighbors and your community. And it's not just, well, we got all these dope fiends out of here. We got to bus them up and ship them out to someplace else. That dope fiend is human too. They were also fearfully and wonderfully created in the Father's image. They are also, whether they know it or not, whether you know it or not, property of the Most High. They belong to Him. And so to the extent that we can, show compassion towards those people. Again, wise as a serpent, then gentle as a dove. To the extent that we can show compassion towards those people, we should. Help one person. Save one life. Oh no, I only saved one life. You only saved one life? It's a lot more than most people do. The antidote drug, naloxone, or brand name Narcan, rapidly reverses overdoses from opioids like fentanyl and heroin. Superintendent Carvalho said, quote, "We have an urgent crisis on our hands. Research shows that the availability of naloxone, along with overdose education, is effective at decreasing overdoses and death, and will save lives. We will do everything in our power to ensure that not another student in our community is a victim to the growing opioid epidemic. Keeping students safe and healthy remains our highest priority," end quote. You know, and again, the big picture on all of this is indicators of the degradation of a society. I don't like that, but we're here now. So like I said, you need to be strong so that your home can be strong, so that your community can be strong. You start getting all of that right, then you can think about exerting influence, soft power, at the state, regional, and federal levels. It's a grassroots up movement, not a top-down movement. Now, who is the president matters greatly, as we're going to see in a moment, but it doesn't matter as much as how is your house running? Who's your mayor? Who's your sheriff? Who's your governor? That matters more. And it's going to continue to matter more because I think we are going to see at some point the balkanization of the United States of America. We already have governors simply telling the federal government, nope, not doing that. And in many cases, that's good, that's righteous. There will be more of that. There's a reason Texas started its own gold reserves, right? There will be winners and losers in the weeks, months, and years ahead, the decades ahead. And a lot of these states will do what, the governors will do what is right for the state first, not what is right for the federal government, especially as we see inflation continue to climb because the power hold that the federal government has over so many states is the money that the federal government pours into the state. Education programs, food service programs, etc. Well, as that money becomes less valuable and there's less of it, the federal government will have less of a stranglehold over these states. States will seek more autonomy, or many states will seek more autonomy. Balkanization, we'll see what happens from there. Now, if you're on Patreon, you got links. If you're not on Patreon, you don't. There's a link in every live stream and video over to Patreon. It's $5 a month. On the 30th, on Friday, I will be giving away a Mayflower UW chest rig fully kitted out with $1,100 worth of gear in it. So if you haven't signed up already, if you're on Patreon, scroll back, find the entry post, enter. Get your name on the list. I'll select one winner on Friday. If you're not on Patreon, you got a couple days left before the 30th of September. From CNBC, everybody's trusted news source, Europe vows robust and united response to suspected sabotage of two Russian gas pipelines. In a statement on behalf of all 27 members, the European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said Wednesday that the bloc was deeply concerned about the damage to Nord Stream 1 and 2 gas pipelines connecting Russia to Germany via the Baltic Sea. Some European leaders have suggested possible sabotage, particularly as the suspected attack comes amid a bitter energy standoff between Brussels and Moscow. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said on Wednesday that claims Russia was behind the suspected attacks were stupid, Reuters reported. The European Union on Wednesday raced to find out exactly what happened and why after a mystery gas leak hit two underwater Russian gas pipelines, warning of retaliatory measures for any deliberate attack on the region's energy infrastructure. All available information indicates that those leaks were the result of a deliberate act. We will support any investigation aimed at getting full clarity on what happened and why, and will take further steps to increase our resilience and energy security, end quote, Borrell said. Any deliberate disruption of European energy infrastructure is utterly unacceptable and will be met with a robust and united response, also a quote. Nord Stream AG, the operator of the two pipelines, said Tuesday that three known gas leaks caused unprecedented damage. The company added that it was not possible to determine when the gas network's capacity would be restored. Let's see. The cause is not yet known. Some European leaders have suggested possible sabotage, particularly as the suspected attack comes amid a bitter energy standoff between Brussels and Moscow. Let's see, where else? Both Europe and Russia have said sabotage cannot be ruled out as the cause of damage. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said the attacks were stupid. Yep, why are we reiterating here? Let's see. Neither pipeline was pumping gas at the time of the leaks, but both lines were still pressurized. Nord Stream 1 stopped pumping gas to Europe indefinitely earlier this month, with Moscow's operator saying international sanctions on Russia prevented it from carrying out vital maintenance work. Nord Stream 2 pipeline, meanwhile, never officially opened as Germany refused to certify it for commercial operations due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So, lots of swirling conjecture and rumant on this. I believe it was an attack. It wasn't an accident. It's too coincidental for it to be an accident. Three explosions on the pipeline at basically the same time. Amid a hot war with Russia in Ukraine, which is basically a proxy war between NATO, aka the United States, and Russia, played on the chessboard of Ukraine. And yes, the Americans have been in Ukraine for a hot minute, 8 years or so, 10 years or so, causing shenanigans at a minimum. It's a proxy war between the US and Russia. Europe has a lot of NATO allies. Russia was selling natural gas into Germany, which German heavy industry and moderate industry is 100% dependent upon, because they need the gas not only for electricity, to produce electricity, but it's one of the raw commodities that goes into the production of things like steel and everything else. So this is warfare. Right? Asymmetric warfare. I think it's also stupid to suggest that Russia is the one that attacked their pipelines. However, I could be missing something here. It might be something I don't know. Because Russia had already effectively cut off the flow of gas to Germany by turning the pipelines off. They don't need to blow them up. Although they could have. There's also reports that a U.S. Navy helicopter was spotted and seen on radar in that vicinity just prior to the attacks. Unsubstantiated. I cannot confirm those reports, but they're out there. Then you have Biden, who was on record as saying that, essentially paraphrasing, New Living Bear translation, if Russia continues to mess around, he will take Nord Stream offline. And when questioned as to whether or not he had that ability, his response was, oh, believe me, we have that capability. And now, interestingly, the gas lines done be blowed up, yo. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. But the indicator here is that this indicates that we are headed more towards, we meaning the United States of America, is headed more towards a hot war with Russia. Now, what happens if our NATO European partners find out that the United States, and I'm not saying we were, but if they find out the United States was responsible for this, goodbye, all of our support I mean, especially Germany, right? How many American troops are stationed in Germany? 100,000? Maybe more? That's from a strategic point, huge for the United States of America. If Germany finds out that the Americans blew up the gas pipeline, it was the one thing that was keeping them from freezing to death and their economy failing, there will be hell to pay. Now, that line of thinking makes it plausible that Russia did blow up their own pipeline to make it look as if the Americans blew it up so that America would lose support in the region for their, you know, American-backed NATO war against Russia and Ukraine. You add into that the referendums in Luhansk and Donetsk regions, as well as Crimea, to become part of Russia, which my understanding is the voting is closed and there was more than 60% approval in all the regions, so they will become territories of Russia. Why is that important? Because both the Biden administration and Putin have been talking about the use of tactical nuclear weapons rather than what we would consider conventional nuclear weapons. Big plane drops a big bomb. Nuclear weapons aren't real. I don't understand it, but there's a bunch of y'all who say nuclear weapons aren't real because radiation wasn't detected in the atmosphere until, you know, 1952 and this and that. Okay, whatever, bro. They might not have been real then. I firmly believe they're real now. Robert Oppenheimer wrote books on this, okay? He made nuclear weapons. Well, the Nazis had them first. Probably. I think the first bomb that we dropped on Hiroshima and then Nagasaki, I think there's strong evidence that the bomb that we dropped on Hiroshima was a weapon of the Luftwaffe. Does it matter? At the end of the day, does it matter? Well, that was just conventional bombing on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Look what it did. Even if that's just conventional bombing, the end result is the same. It got the job done, right? And so regardless of what may have happened August 6th and August 9th, 1945, the end of the war in the Pacific, World War II, that has next to no bearing on where we are today. Because even if they didn't exist then, they exist now. And they're incredibly dangerous. So the idea of tactical nuclear weapons, instead of leveling a city, we'll level part of a city. Well, what does the retaliation for that look like? The deployment of other tactical nuclear weapons by the opposition? So we level parts of their cities instead? Their industrial complexes, military sites, strategic targets? It's still a nuclear war, y'all. And at what point does that escalate from tactical nuclear weapons to strategic nuclear weapons? Remember Strategic Air Command, SAC, Strategic Air Command, their entire job, using fleets and fleets of bombers, was to utterly destroy the Soviet Union. That was their job. At one point, the Soviet capital, the plan was to put 100 nuclear weapons on top of the capital in a span of 72 hours. Really good resource for this. Excellent history lesson. Hardcore History, Dan Carlin, the episode Destroyer of Worlds. It's a short one. It's only 5 hours long. Worth a listen. Now, the prepper sphere gets off on stuff like this. There's soy boys with, you know, little prepper hard-ons walking around all over today because the threat of nuclear war is something that probably, for the first time since the Cuban Missile Crisis, is a real thing again. Like, it's real. Now, I, for one, am not losing my shit. There's some good reasons for this. The first is, all things are possible, not all things are probable. So the probability is greater than it has been in a hot minute, the last 60 years or so, that we could be dealing with nuclear weapons. The possibility is still not imminent. It's not a given that that's going to happen. We discussed recently on a brief that we don't know the reliability of Russia's nuclear arsenal. Just like we don't know, we've seen the reliability or lack thereof of their conventional military forces and equipment. So we don't know that Russian nuclear weapons are going to work. And what happens if they don't work? If they don't work. You know, play with me for a minute here. You know, as my pastor says, contemplate the unthinkable. What if Putin hits the big red button and it doesn't work? Now, a lot of people are like, yeah, Bear, but I live in XYZ spot. Man, I've been telling y'all for years to consider strategic relocation. So if bombs don't go off this time, what's the thing next time that's going to make you regret living where you live? I lived in Dallas before I lived here. Well, there's no jobs in the country. Wrong. People are stupid in the country. Wrong. I can't do my job there. Wrong. My kids won't get a good education. Wrong. I don't have the time. Wrong. I don't have the money. Wrong. What you have are excuses. And excuses are lies. Now you do you. All right? You want to stay where you are if the threat of a nuclear holocaust is no big deal to you. NBD. Whatever. That's fine. But if you've been thinking, man, I need to get out, how much more are you thinking that today? How many more opportunities to do that are you going to squander? Well, your dollar still has some purchasing power. Well, you still have some freedom of movement. Well, there's still some land affordable and available in the country. Well, there's still some jobs, right? That window of opportunity is closing. So I'm not anywhere near strategic targets for nuclear weapons. There's a reason for that. It's this reason. I don't feel like getting my face melted off. I'm also prepared as one can be. So if your preps are lacking, today's probably a good day to fill your gas tank, especially with Hurricane Ian being imminent, which we'll talk about in a moment. Fill your gas tank, get some bottled water, top off your water storage, get some staples from the grocery store, you know, do the basic prepper stuff. Maybe have a meeting with your mag, talk about potential courses of action, if this, then this. What are your go codes? Stuff like that. So it's a strange world we find ourselves in today where nuclear weapons are still on the table. From RT, the U.S. responds to alleged Russian nuclear weapons risk. According to Politico, the U.S. and its allies have increased intelligence gathering and surveillance over concerns that Russia could use nuclear weapons in Ukraine, an American official has told Politico. Now remember, see, and here's the issue. Why would they do this? Well, if these breakaway regions, Luhansk, Donetsk, Crimea, become sovereign Russian territory, the moment conventional munitions by NATO are used in those regions, that will be an attack on sovereign Russian territory and Russian citizens, which Russia will consider a threat to its existence, an existential threat. Remember that term, an existential threat. It's important per this article, which details some of Putin's talking points. The West is worried that signs of Moscow deciding to, quote, unleash the unthinkable, end quote, might come too late. The signs might come too late, according to the news outlet sources, cited in an article on Tuesday, that would be yesterday. The ramping up of spying activities occurred after an address by Vladimir Putin a week ago in which he slammed some senior officials in NATO states for suggesting that using nuclear weapons against Russia was justified. He made it clear that such a move won't be left unanswered, noting that Russia has its own arsenal of destructive weapons, some of which surpass their Western counterparts. Hypervelocity munitions, right? Quote, if the territorial integrity of our nation is threatened, which now includes part of Ukraine, if the territorial integrity of our nation is threatened, we will certainly use all of the means that we have to defend Russia and our people. It's not a bluff, the president said. And so now we've got Vladimir Putin, who rides horses, you know, with his shirt off through the wilderness looking like a man beast, versus an 80-year-old grandpa who doesn't know which way is up.
What?
Did you see the thing with Elton John?
Yes, I did.
Oh my gosh.
He thanked him for the
He says it's because of guys, he puts his arm around him and says it's because of guys like this that we had to spend $6 million last month on HIV and AIDS. $6 billion on HIV and AIDS. I'm not an Elton John fan and I feel sorry for him. Like, why do people continue to support this guy? Two-thirds of registered Democrats polled do not want Biden to run for a second term. And we are in the midst of a nuclear standoff with this moron in chief at the helm. However, Putin's words were interpreted by politicians and media in the U.S. and European Union as a veiled threat that Russia could deploy nuclear weapons during the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. Quote, "We're watching it more closely," a U.S. government official said, "with access to intelligence on Moscow's nuclear forces and strategy." According to the official, additional U.S. and allied intelligence assets in the airspace and cyberspace are monitoring Russia's activities. The West has also increased reliance on commercial Earth imaging, like Google Earth, satellites to watch Russian units in Ukraine that could potentially receive a nuclear order from Moscow. Russia's enclave of Kaliningrad, sandwiched between Poland and Lithuania on the Baltic coast, has also been attracting increased attention from Western intelligence agencies due to the dual-use weapon systems and hypersonic missiles deployed there. Acquiring advanced knowledge of an imminent Russian nuclear attack could be difficult, the official noted. That's because Moscow has some 24 weapon systems that can deliver both conventional and nuclear warheads. The current assessment by Western intelligence is that Russia will never use a strategic nuclear weapon, like a big bomb, over concerns with provoking an all-out nuclear war with NATO. Quote, "What they'll do is use a short-range weapon. They'll have warheads that we call micro-nukes," he said, adding, "It's still a big bomb." "We are not threatening anyone with nuclear weapons," Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov reiterated last Wednesday, referring journalists to the country's military doctrine. And here's the key piece. "This military doctrine only allows the use of nuclear arms if such weapons or other types of weapons of mass destruction are used to target Russia." Part of Ukraine just became Russia. "Or if the country is faced with an existential threat from conventional arms." Putin has considered the war in Ukraine an existential threat. The best words, tremendous, an existential threat since February 24th, 2022. His words. Putin considers the war in Ukraine an existential threat. And Southeast Ukraine just became Southwest Russia. So, again, not trying to get your blood pressure up, simply trying to deliver the facts as I understand them. The potential here is pretty grave. Do I believe we will have a nuclear war? No. If I believed we were about to have a nuclear war, I wouldn't be talking to the Babylonian rectangle of death right now. I'd be topping off everything I could top off right now. And I am more prepared than most of the people within the sound of my voice. And I would still be going through those drills right now, topping everything off. I'm more concerned about preparation for Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, than I am with a nuclear war right now. But it doesn't mean that it's not on my radar. Doesn't mean it's not something that I'm paying attention to. And so do not get your blood pressure up over this. Pay attention to it. Lastly, if you are in Florida, you probably get your blood pressure up. DeSantis says Floridians should treat Hurricane Ian like a tornado. Governor Ron DeSantis spoke at the State Emergency Operations Center in Tallahassee Wednesday morning, that's today, to update Floridians hours before the now Category 4 Hurricane Ian is expected to make landfall along the west coast of the state. Floridians, I love y'all. I don't understand why you live there. Well, everything's so nice because it has to be rebuilt every 20 years because it gets destroyed. On Wednesday, the National Hurricane Center, that's today, upgraded Hurricane Ian to an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane, saying the maximum sustained wind speeds had neared 155 miles per hour, merely 2 miles per hour short of becoming a Category 5 hurricane. As of 8 a.m. today, the center of the storm was approximately 55 miles west of Naples, Florida. Quote, this is knocking on the door of a Category 5 storm, DeSantis said Monday, adding that landfall is expected off the coast of Charlotte County Wednesday afternoon. That's today. The National Hurricane Center has said residents from Collier County to Sarasota County face the greatest risk. Quote, it's time to hunker down and prepare for this storm. This is a powerful storm that should be treated like a tornado, DeSantis said. This is a major, major storm. That is the brief for today. If you're on Patreon, you got links to everything. If you're not on Patreon, you don't. It's $5 a month. Come check it out. What do you got, Dud?
Did you hear the words from Biden on what people in Florida should do to prepare for the storm?
Oh, yeah. They should get vaccinated.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I heard?
What?
Of everybody in the United States of America who is eligible to receive the new booster, of all human beings in the United States of America, some 340 million plus people, 1.5 million people have taken it. And the good news is we're spending billions of taxpayer dollars to buy all of that inventory from the pharma companies that produced it because they can't sell it. And so the government is rolling out a free vaccination program for COVID-19. And by free, what they mean is they took the money out of people like me's pockets to pay for it. The government doesn't generate revenue. The government steals it from its constituents. So, not looking so hot on the free booster program.
Nope.
1.5 million out of 350 million people. I'm pretty good at math, and I can't even figure how much less than 1% that is. That's like a third of a percent. One third of a percent.
They finally had to admit that it doesn't work. But hey, everyone could take a shot. You could take 2 shots or 17 or 47.
I love the admission that natural immunity is just as effective.
Yep.
Cool. Glad I did that. All right. If you're one of those people that jumps off when it's time to talk about how to support the show, those of y'all that aren't interested, or those of y'all that are already supporting the show, appreciate y'all. Y'all have a blessed day. Shalom. Beat feet. Get out of here. Skedaddle. Toodaloo. For everybody else, talk quietly amongst yourselves for the next 15, 20, 30 seconds while I pee on this tree. Then we're going to talk about Refuge Medical. Anything interesting going on in the comments, Dud?
It's a lot of people talking. It's 2,200 people.
Jeez Louise.
I know.
Jeez Louise.
Only 819 likes.
Oh, suckers. Hit the thumbs up button. Come on.
Let's see if we get to 1,000 before you get back.
I'm almost out.
Uh-oh. 830.
Oh, my goodness.
840.
And leave a comment for the algo, bro.
I know.
The algo bumps.
Come on. 1,000 likes before he gets back.
Zipping my fly.
890.
Give it the shake. Here it
comes. 915.
915. I walk slowly.
Yep. 936. 952. One leg is there, 67, 83, hover, you did
I'm
legs
hovering.
Today.
Yeah, I did, this feels great.
1,009.
All right. Thank you. All right. Look, you're such a good hype man. RefugeMedical.com, handmade, made in America, guaranteed forever. You guys know that. Pressure tested by American Special Forces on 4 continents with all branches of the United States Armed Forces. Let's see. Everything is in stock other than red SOBs and red ARCs. We've got today, tomorrow, and Friday for the remainder of the National Preparedness Month promo. So you spend $200, you get a free TACMED Solutions Soft T tourniquet, windless tourniquet. You spend $400, you get a free boo-boo kit. You spend $500, you get a free pocket. I have a pocket in my pocket. Right here. This is a pocket. It's got all the stuff in it. See, like there, made in America. See that? That's because it's made in America. Guaranteed forever. Decompression needle, pressure bandage, combat gauze, compressed gauze for wound packing, gloves, nasal pharyngeal airway, chest seals. Boom, good to go. Pair that with a tourniquet. You got a trauma kit in your pocket. Right?
Right, Bear.
All right, good talk, everybody. Let's see, what else we got? Cool guy colors for the ARC and the SOB. Mm. Small the back kit and the advanced ripaway kit are in stock. So you got your multicam, your Ranger green, Coyote tan, etc. This is the SOB. It's about this big. It weighs as much as one loaded AR magazine. It goes on your war belt, your chest rig, plate carrier, etc. Tourniquet, shot corded to the bottom. All right. It's MOLLE compatible, PALS weapon. Ballistic nylon on the outside gets your portability, your durability. Inside, you pop this open, you got your capability. You pull your red handle. Now you're holding your kit in your hand. Unlike a lot of these other trauma kits where all your stuff is stuck to you. Well, dude, you just got shot, stabbed, blown up in a car wreck. And having it attached to your body where you can't see it or get to it doesn't work. That's why all of our kits pop out. They come apart so you can get the kit out where you need it. So you take your little suitcase of life right here, pop it open, and it's got everything inside of it that I just told you was in the pocket. Okay, so that's the SOB, small the back kit. Cool guy colors are in stock, shipping fast. And when I say in stock, I mean they're under our roof. If you order it now, they will ship it before lunchtime. Okay, and then the flagship, the BearFac. It's BearFac 3.0. There's many like it, but this one is mine. Comes in all the cool colors, red, gray, black, Cody tan, Marpat. Even had some woodland for a while, Ranger green, OD green, I don't know, a bunch of colors on this one. Same concept, PALS webbing, MOLLE compatible, good to go. Put this on your rucksack, on your war belt, in your vehicle, in your work truck, in your business. Pop the lid open, grab the red handle, yank the inner out of the outer. And I have on the side of mine, I've got an extra set of shears. And I've got a soft T shock corded on there as well for even more capability. Grab the red handle, grab the red tab, pop it, comes open. There's your kit. This is designed to work the entirety of the MARCH algorithm. Massive bleeding, airway, respiratory, circulation, head injury, hypothermia, everything else. These are not boo-boo kits. This is save your ass while you're bleeding to death kits. Which most of y'all are like, that's no big deal. I'm a soccer mom that drives a minivan. Well, statistically, the most dangerous thing you do is drive. Okay? Statistically, 9 out of 10 preventable deaths in the United States of America, they're not heart attacks, they're not obesity, they're not diabetes, they're uncontrolled bleeding. That's why the core of this kit is uncontrolled bleeding, the MARCH algorithm. M is massive bleeding. Okay? So you got your pressure bandage here. You've got your tape right here. You got a Sharpie, a pair of gloves, and a Cat Gen 7 tourniquet. New in the package, so you know you're getting a new one. When you get this, take it out and stage it. We got videos on how to stage tourniquets. In the back, you've got what we call the stack. There's a whole nother pocket right here. See that? This comes out. You got your shears, North American Rescue shears, nasal pharyngeal airway, chest seals, 2 5x9 gauze pads, because if I need big gauze, I need it now. If I need little gauze, I can take time and cut the big gauze into little gauze, or I can use the little gauze in the other pocket. And then a burn tech dressing, because burns are a very common injury modality for things like motorcycle wrecks, automobile wrecks, bushcrafting. So burn tech, burn bandage as well. And that's really important. You want to use sterile dressings on burns, because your skin is the largest organ that you have. Burns have a proclivity to become infected, and once they do, it's a mess. You also, the dressing needs to be moist, because if it's dry, it will stick to the skin and the meat that's been obliterated by the burn, and the debridement to remove that dressing is hellacious. So, purpose-built burn tech dressing in the kit as well. No cheap Chinesium bullcrap in here, no rape whistle, no paracord, no glow stick. Life-saving kit, all right? Then in the bottom, we've got our quick clot rolled gauze for wound packing. And then we've got what we call the trauma pack. And in the trauma pack, we've got North American Rescue compressed gauze for wound packing, burrito blanket for hypothermia, a triangular bandage, a roll of Curlex gauze, an eye shield and an eye pad for eye injuries, so you can cover that up. 2x2s, 4x4s, 5x9 gauze pads, and fold flat duct tape because it sticks to everything, including blood, sweat, and tears. That's the BearFact 3.0. This is the kit that is on 4 continents, deployed with U.S. Armed Forces all around the world. The reason I made this kit was I couldn't find a good IFAC individual first aid kit for myself. Built half a dozen for myself, showed them to some friends. Those friends just happen to be cool guys that do things that never happen in places that don't exist without name tabs. And they're like, these things are badass, how do we get more? And thus Refuge Medical was founded 2.5 years ago in my barn. We now employ 20 families. So thank you for supporting our American-made small businesses. Your promo code is BearNation for free shipping on everything in the store. Get it while you can, because it's literally while supplies last. There is no more just-in-time logistics. Hasn't been since the dawn of COVID. We now have just-in-case logistics, meaning if it's not under my roof, I don't know when I'm going to get more of it. That's just the way it is. So, refugemedical.com. Refuge training. There's some private classes to round out the end of the year. The last couple of public classes that I believe we have on the calendar for the remainder of the training season are Dallas, Texas, and Waco, Texas. I would strongly suggest, if you have a first aid kit but you don't know how to use it, you don't know how to put on a tourniquet, you don't know how to pack a wound, you don't know what a tension pneumothorax is, you don't know how to apply a nasopharyngeal airway, you don't know how to dress head wounds, you don't know how to take a pulse, you don't know what the chin lift jaw thrust methods are, or CPR, or AED, or any of that, come to class. RefugeTraining.com. It is not death by PowerPoint. You will get reps and sets in the class, and the cost of the class includes a trainer kit that you keep. So you, and that's one of the things I hate about all these other training organizations, is you bring your IFAC, your individual first aid kit. Well, yeah, but Bear, their class is $100 cheaper than yours. Yeah, and you have to replace all the shit that was in your IFAC when you leave, which means it cost you $200 more when you left at a minimum to take their class. So we give you a trainer kit that's yours that you keep with, you know, cat tourniquet and a pressure bandage and wound packing gauze and an airway and chest seals and blah, 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 right? And you use it, you use your trainer kit in class and actually apply tourniquets, actually pack wounds, actually apply chest seals, actually do an airway, so forth and so on. And so, yeah, it's not the cheapest training on the face of the earth, and I don't care one iota, because our first aid kits aren't the cheapest kits on the face of the earth either. They're the best, though. And I have now had four steely-eyed Green Berets who have come to me privately and said, this is the best civilian training class for medical that I'm aware of. And we're talking about guys who go around the world for a living training other people. That's their job, force multiplication, right? Like, this is phenomenal. For civilians, this is phenomenal. We've had guys who are former combat lifesaver certified take the class and go, dude, this was great. Like, this was way better than the training I got in the Army. Awesome. Thank you. I've had doctors come to class, ER docs. And they're like, dude, I didn't know any of this. Like, what do you mean you don't know any of this? You're the doctor. And they're like, yeah, I cut tourniquets off of people. I never put them on people. Never had to pack a wound. I've had to unpack a wound. Awesome. Awesome stuff. So it's the real deal. I strongly suggest you go check it out. If you can get to Dallas or Waco, Texas, take the opportunity and go. Again, windows of opportunity are closing. And so if you can go, I strongly recommend that you go to Dallas or Waco. That's refugetraining.com. Lastly, but certainly not least, grindstoneministries.com. Thank you to every one of you who supports our ministries. Grindstone, which is our disaster relief ministry, we are keeping an eye on Hurricane Ian. If the Father convicts us to move, we will move. And I will leave it at that. We don't do what we want to do, we do what he wants to do. And so if he convicts us to move, we will move. And if he doesn't, he won't. Now, we have a lot of partners in Florida because we've done a good bit of work in Florida. And so we may activate that network as well. We'll see what happens. Additionally, Grindstone is building Caleb House. Caleb House is a restoration facility for juvenile human trafficking survivors. Those are fancy words to say kids who have been serially raped. So thank you for your support on Caleb House, for praying over our mission, for evangelizing for us. for helping us fundraise, for material donations, thoughts and prayers, man. We could not do it without you. And we 100% have the best audience on the face of planet Earth. We would not be in a position to do all the badass things that we get to do without your support. So thank you for supporting us. If you'd like to plug into that mission, if you would like to help us break generational curses and put a biblical covering over widows and orphans, please visit grindstoneministries.com. There is a link in the description of every video and live stream. I don't get paid. Nobody gets paid. We just use that money. Well, we have a director of operations, and his job was volunteer, and we got so busy so quick rescuing kids. The Torah says a workman is worth their hire, and so he gets paid. It is 100% full-time his job, and he don't get paid a lot, but it is 100% full-time his job to make sure that we are meeting the needs of these kids, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, educationally, financially. We've got a couple dozen of them. A couple dozen kids right now. And I can't and won't give you details on them. But I'll just say a few of them aren't out of diapers yet. And these are kids that were passed around like product. In some cases, forced to produce product, to produce content. Trafficked, handed off from one person to the next. And so, my life's work is quickly becoming putting as many of those assholes behind bars as I can and rescuing as many of those kids as I can. And I couldn't do it without the Father working through y'all. So thank you for that. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate you. There aren't words that are adequate for it. So with that, nuclear holocaust, maybe. Hurricane, definitely. Top your preps off. Keep doing the things, Bear Nation. Y'all have a blessed day. Shalom.